For some understanding of how important MDGs are to people in need, we turn to former U.S. Ambassador Michael Clawson, who is now Vice President for Policy and Humanitarian Response for Save the Children.
The Millennium Development Goals really are an agenda that the world leaders put together to guide action when they sort of assembled at a summit back in the year 2000. And so they've set 8 goals, and they're goals that are aimed at helping people in the developing world lift themselves up, but it's based on a partnership with other governments as well. So all 189 governments have subscribed to them, and it's very important that that this review that's taking place here in New York these past 3 days take a look at progress that's being made, the challenges that we face, and then better define a way forward and energize people so that we can actually achieve them.
You mentioned that 2000 was the year that these 8 goals were developed, and we understand that 2015 is a key date. Explain that to us. What's so important about 2015?
Well, when the leaders got together in 2000 and set these 8 goals, which they concern reducing poverty, cutting poverty in half, reducing hunger, reducing child and infant and maternal mortality, putting more kids in school, reducing discrimination against women. They not only said that this is important to do, but that we need to have a way of measuring whether we're making progress in that area. And so what the leaders agreed to set a date by which these goals should be achieved, and they set up particular metrics. And I think that's what makes them actually so compelling and so powerful, is that it's not simply a call to action saying let's all go and reduce the preventable deaths of children under 5. It says that by 2015 we're going to reduce those deaths by 2/3 compared to a baseline, and the baseline that the leaders agreed to in the year 2000 was 10 years earlier, namely 1990. So for each of the 8 Millennium Development Goals, there's a particular set of metrics that enable all of us to measure whether or not progress is being made, and if it's not, what more needs to be done. It provides an impetus for that kind of conversation.
And you mentioned a moment ago that you would like for these presidents, prime ministers, other types of leaders to go back to their countries and make this happen. You're a non-governmental organization, Save the Children is, and there are other NGOs who are similarly interested in these MDGs being accomplished. What can the private sector do to make this happen? What are you doing at your organization?
What NGOs can do, such as Save the Children, I mean, we are there at the community level in a lot of countries. And so when you talk about improving the survival rates of children and getting the kinds of knowledge that we have about what will prevent diseases that don't kill children in the developing world, we're in a position to help bring that knowledge to the community level and pass it on to train community health workers. And that, in many ways, is one of the things that we can do to help advance the MDGs. So we have in a place like Bangladesh, which I went to last year, you can see programs where we have training community health workers who are usually women in their 20s. They have not been to college, they have not been to university, they're not MDs, and yet they can be trained in such a way that they can play a quite dramatic role in reducing the death rate of children in villages who are succumbing to diseases that are such as pneumonia or diarrhea that are fairly easily preventable. So one of the roles that NGOs can play is connecting what's going on at the community level to global knowledge on what the solutions are, and then secondly, actually transferring that knowledge to people at the community level.
Was it always like this, doing things on the front line, or is this an innovation?
I think 15, 20 years ago, when people thought about treating diseases, they sort of nurses and doctors usually came to mind. There are other solutions, and we can pilot these kinds of solutions, show that they work, and then replicate them. So part of it is generating the knowledge, and then part of it also is getting that knowledge put into practice, put into action at the community level.
Michael Clawson is a longtime advocate for children. He's the former U.S. ambassador to Cyprus, the Netherlands, and Sweden, and is now Vice President for Policy and Humanitarian Response for Save the Children.